If you have your Bible, turn to the 70th Psalm tonight. The 70th Psalm. The Bible says, we'll begin reading tonight in verse 1. The 70th Psalm in verse 1. And the Bible says, "Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying." Amen. We want to preach for just a little while this evening, if God will be our help on this thought. Help me, Lord, and make it quick. Amen. Praise God. Help me, Lord, and make it quick. Praise God. I just see this, and I can see David, and I can see he's in a hurry. And he says, make haste, O God. Now, in two verses here, in verse 1, verse 5, he says three times, make haste, O God, and make it quick. Amen. What he was saying, he said, Lord, I need some help, and I need it now. I wonder how many times in our life that we've come before God, come through in situations, and we just say within ourselves, Lord, I need some help, and I need it right now. Amen. I don't need to wait a week. I don't need to wait a month. I don't need to wait a year. I need some help right now. I was thinking, we was over at the hospital last night, and we was waiting on Brother Billy's sister to find out what was going on, one of his people was talking about that she didn't have a whole lot of patience. Amen. She said, I asked for something and I want it right now. I said, well, that's the way we all are. None of us have a lot of patience. I don't have a whole lot of patience myself. Amen. Praise God. I like to, when I start to do something, I like to just get it done. My wife fusses at me all the time. She said, cause I say, well, I need some help doing this. And she'll say, I'll be there in a minute. By the time she gets done, I've already got it done. You know, I figure out a way, praise God, because I'm not a patient person. I need some help and I need it quick. Amen. But sometimes it causes difficulties in situations. Amen. I've brought hurt to my own self because of my lack of patience. Brother Don, we brought hurt to our own bodies because we couldn't wait just a minute till we get some help. David was a crying out from his mortal soul. He said, Lord, help me, praise God, and make it quick. Lord, deliver me. He said, Lord, I need you to make haste. Lord, I need you to do it right now. Amen. And a lot of times in our life, that's the way we feel, isn't it? Lord, we need some help, and we need it right now. Boy, what a blessing it is. Praise God. I'm glad that we can cry out for help. God will answer in His time. You can't rush God. You can't hurt Him. Praise God. When God moves, wants to move, He can and He will. He'll move upon the situation. I remember when Peter was a walk, he said, Lord, bid me come to you on the water. And the Lord said, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat. Amen. Now we're quick to belittle Peter and put him down. Amen. Because he took his eyes off Jesus and he began to sink. Amen. But I want to say most of us would have never stepped out of the boat. Amen. Most of us would have stayed in that boat at place of safety, Brother Junior, because we was afraid of what the water might hold, praise God. But Peter stepped out of the boat. But the Bible said that he began to sink. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 30, he said he began to sink. But you know what he said? He didn't make no long drawn-out prayer. He didn't make no long application. He said, Lord, save me. Amen. And we need help from the Lord, Brother Bill. That's all we got to do. Say, Lord, I need your help. Amen. From our heart, praise God, and He hears. And the Bible says in verse 31, said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and called him. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we may think we're going down, praise God, but God Almighty, when He's on our side, He'll catch us lest we fall, praise God. He'll be there for us. He'll reach down. He'll get a hold of us, and He'll hold us up, and He'll bring us out. He'll lift us up, not for our sake, but for His own glory. He'll bring us up and bring us out. I'm glad today I have my blessed hope in Him. Amen. Praise God. I don't know when He'll do it, but praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty, He knows exactly what we need. And praise God, He will make haste, and He's never been late. God, you can't hurry Him. We can't rush Him because God's got a time schedule, praise God. But I know that He knows, praise God, exactly where you and I are today. There's no question about it. God ain't looked down, bum-fuzzled, twiddling His thumb, trying to figure out where you and I are. Praise God, He knows where we're at today. He knows the need that we have. He cares for us with a great and mighty care, and He's there to help us, praise God, when we need help. Amen. Amen. Now, I think I need help more than I do. Amen. And most of you would probably say, yeah, you need help for sure. Amen. But God knows exactly where I need help and when I need it. And He's there to help me. Praise God, every situation I face, praise God, I've come to realize lately, amen, that my God is there in every situation that I have. In every situation that you have, God is there with you. Because He said, glory be God, somebody will just jump up and shout. Amen. He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And it don't matter how difficult your situation. Praise God, He's there in the midst. Amen. When the turmoils are raging, when the devil's trying to tear up and tear down. Praise God, Jesus is in the midst. If it wasn't, we'd be destroyed. But praise God, He never forsakes us. He's always there with us to bring us out. Everything God's ever done for me, I've come out, praise God, and I can shout about it. Amen. There's a lot of things I've had to endure, a lot of things we've had to go through, Brother Junior. But praise God, God's brought us out. He's brought us through them. And we get on the other side and we look back and we say, hey, listen, let me just tell you what Jesus did. Amen. Praise God, He's never been wrong and He's never been late. Amen. He's always been right on time. A God that's there for us, praise God. A God that's there to deliver us. God's there to help us through every desperate situation we face. Amen. Now, our ideal of desperation and God's ideal of desperation is two different ideals. Amen? But you know, God knows exactly what we can handle. He knows what we're able to endure. And He's promised that He'd help us, that we can find grace to help in a time of need. Amen? Ain't that Bible? Look over Hebrews chapter 4. Amen? Let's just look at that together. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Amen. Didn't say that we might have or we could have. But it said that we have. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Who is He? Jesus, the Son of God. Not just any Jesus, but Jesus, the Son of God. He said, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He said, we have a perfect high priest. He knows the feeling of our infirmities, our weakness, and our lacks of strength. He knows He knows every point of temptation that we're facing in this world. Amen. There's no temptation taking man that he doesn't know about. The devil himself come to Jesus and tried to tempt Him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He kept his eyes on the Father, quoted the book to Him. Praise God, and persevered in the presence of the devil. Amen. Lord God, I'm glad we can too. We have a blessed old book, 66 book, called the King James Bible. If we'll stay in the book, praise God, and the book stays in us, we'll persevere and we'll come out of shouting and praising glory. God, on the streets of glory one day in a little while, praise God, it's going to get better over yonder. Amen. But He doesn't stop there. He said, let us, there, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Amen. He said, what we need to do, praise God, He said, let us come boldly. He said, come with Holy Ghost boldness under the throne of grace, under that place of favor with God. Right. Amen. Did you ever think about being somebody that would have favor with an almighty holy God? Amen. Glory to God. When we get right, praise God, we seek to do right, walk right, act right, talk right, praise God. God Almighty will. We'll find favor with God today. Amen. I believe we're a favored people. I believe this little church is blessed beyond measure. We've seen prayers, answered. I've never seen answered anywhere else. I've seen the power of God move upon this place and God do stuff for Stony Fork Baptist Church. Praise God, like He never has anywhere else that I've seen. I'm sure He does, praise God, but I feel like we're blessed. I feel like in the eyes of God, we're special, praise God. I believe Stony Fork Baptist Church has found favor in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just gets better from there. Amen. He said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Come to a place of obtaining mercy, to get a hold of, to be able to channel mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So what he said here is a grace to help on time. Amen. A grace to help in a well-timed manner. Amen. God Almighty, praise God, would be there and said, hey, listen, don't worry about it. Amen. Just keep pressing on. Keep your eyes on the throne, praise God, because God is a God of grace. God is a God of mercy. You can bring you into the portals of favor with God. Amen. He'll extend His mercy down to you because He loves us and He cares for us with a godly love and a godly care. And He said, I'm going to lift you up, praise God, and said, I'm going to do it right on time. Amen. When it seems like it's getting difficult around us, and it will. If your life ain't full of difficulties now, just hold on because it's coming. Amen. Amen. As we wax older and older, our bodies don't cooperate the way they used to. Amen. Praise God, the things that we used to be able to do, praise God, we can't do as well. But praise God, I'm glad that we've got a God who's still on our side. And He said, just keep pressing on, praise God. He's nowhere to quit. Just stay on the path of righteousness for my name's sake, and I'll walk along with you. I got to thinking about this. It doesn't matter how slow our steps get, Brother Bill. Praise God, He'll stay right there with you. Amen. Glory be to God. When you get to where you can't hardly go, and when you get to where you don't have much confidence in yourself, He's a God. It's an almighty God. He said, I've got confidence in you. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to walk with you. He said, when you can't go, I'll help you along the little ways, praise God, till I can get you to the finish line. Amen. Praise God, one day in a little while, we're going to get to that place of finishing. Glory to God, ain't you glad? One day, there's a place of finishing. Amen, praise God. I'm glad there's a time essence in this thing. But when that time essence is fulfilled, praise God, the promise of God He's offered to be with us, praise God. He'll be with us. He'll be there in a timely manner. His timing's never wrong. His timing's never off. We told you this story of Lazarus when he was in the tomb. Amen. They come to Jesus and they said, Jesus, your friend Lazarus is sick. Amen. And he tarried still 4 days behind. After 4 days, he made his way up there, and Lazarus had already died. And by the time he got there, he said he'd been in the grave for 4 days. And they said, Martha said, Lord, if only you had been here, our brother would still be alive. He said, hey, he'll live again. Yeah, I know he'll live again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus Christ said, hey, listen, you're accounting time in a different atmosphere. He said, praise God, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I come. He said, I bring glory. He said, I come and I bring life with me, and I bring it in abundance. He said, I am the resurrection. I'm the one that'll bring him up. I'm the one that'll lift him up. I'm the one that'll bring him out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They said, Lord, you're 4 days late. Jesus said, Mary, Martha. He said, I'm right on time. Amen. Jesus has never been late. You said, well, he's tarrying, he's coming. Praise God, he's not tarrying. When it comes time, he's coming. And his brother Larry said, Jesus is coming, praise God, when it's time. He's come and he will not tarry. Amen. Praise God. He said, come out of there. Amen. After 4 days, he was right on time. He was right there, right on time, right at the perfect time. Praise God. And he went over there and he told them, said, roll the stone away. And they said, they told him, said, Lord, so he's been dead. You know, I reckon a body goes to stinking on the fourth day. Because they said, the Lord, he's been dead 4 days. He said, by now he stinketh. Amen. Praise God. So I guess if you put in out of the sun, you begin to stink rot after about 4 days. I know a person, he died and they kept him in the house. They called the coroner. They came out there and they pronounced him dead. And they wouldn't let the people have him. They kept him. They had him on a little twin bed in the back room. And he stayed in there for several days. And I think they finally buried him on like the seventh or eighth day. Amen. The seventh or eighth day. Took him out in the field, rolled him up and buried him. They said when they got rid of him, they had to take the mattress and the bedding and everything that was in there, and they had to get rid of it, had to discard it, because his body had been had begun to decay. After the fourth day, he began to rot. He began to be putrefied. But I will say, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, after 4 days being dead, Lazarus in the grave, praise God, put out, buried out of their sight. He said, roll the stone away. And they said, well, can't, Lord, he stinketh. He said, roll the stone away. And he said, you'll see the power of God. Amen. Sometimes I think we're like David, praise God. We're getting in a hurry, praise God. Sometimes we got to roll the stone out of the way. Amen. It ain't God's lady. He said they just something that's obscure in his view. And a lot of times it ain't about him. It's about what me and you have. That's keeping us, praise God, from getting a hold of, getting the help that God has for us at the time that he wants to help us. But that won't stop him. They rolled the stone away. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he said, oh, Lazarus, come out of there. Can you imagine it bound? He said he's bound head to foot. Amen. And grave clothes, had him wrapped up, mummified. All wrapped up. He'd been done put the spices on him, done put him down for the count. Amen. But Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Praise God. The Bible said he come out of there. Praise God. Come out of that tomb. Praise God. He was on the cart. He come floating up out of there. Praise God. And you know what he said? He said, loose him and set him free. Praise the Lord. He said, take away the worldly bindings. Praise God. He said, I'm here now. The resurrection and the life. Praise God. Old Lazarus come out of there shouting. I guarantee you he was a shouting and a praising the Lord. Next thing you know, you see him sitting at the table. They're fixing supper and Lazarus was there with them. Amen. Everybody come from miles around, not only to see Jesus, but to see Lazarus. They said, glory to God. And then they talked about killing him too. They're going to put Jesus dead. And they said, hey, we might as well go ahead and take care of Lazarus too. Amen. And the Lord just brought him back from the dead. Amen. Glory be to God. He just get him and let him take a little nap out on the earth. Praise God. He brought him up out of there in resurrection of life. Praise God. Amen. But the thing about Lazarus, he'd die again. But praise God, our Savior, he went and he died. He died, went in that tomb, had it for 3 days, barred it for 3 days, come out of there after 3 days, praise God, to live forevermore, praise God. He'll never die again. Nobody can take his life from him, praise God. He's going to live forever, amen, at the right hand of the Father to make intercession because he loves me and you. Amen. Amen. He's there to encourage us, lift us up, to tell the Father how good we can be. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Lord, through the help of the Holy Ghost. To give us that encouragement that we need. So it's important that we're able to wait on the Lord because He's never late. We just have to trust Him, praise God. Amen. I remember when I was lost and undone. Amen. I was dead. The Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen. You remember those days? Remember when you wasn't nothing but an old sorry lost heathen? Amen. Now we're heathens. We're just saved heathens. Amen. We love the Lord. We're trying to do the things of God, trying to live according to His perfect plan for our lives. And God does have a perfect plan. David said, Lord, help me. He said, make haste. I need you to help me. Make it quick. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we have to wait upon the Lord. I was reading the other day, and I was reading over in Isaiah chapter 30 about how Israel was Shenezaret was coming up against them. And they was looking for some help, and God said, He said, praise God, you don't have to look no further because you've already found him. If you want, just look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30 and let's start at verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. I'm glad God, the Holy Spirit, always specifies. He ain't just any God. He's the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. In returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And now watch what he said. And you would not. He said, if you just return to God, if you just come quietly, praise God, come humbly before God, amen, he would have been your strength for you. You don't have to worry about somebody to help you. You don't have to worry about somebody to deliver. You don't have to have another deliverer. Amen. When Sennacherib was coming, praise God, he said, listen, he said, God Almighty will stand with you. But he said, but you said, no, we will, for we will flee upon horses. Amen. Hey, therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they be, they that pursue you be swift. So 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, and at the rebuke of 5 shall ye flee. till you be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain and as a sign on a hill. But look at verse 18. He said, therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Amen. So what we see here is that God Almighty, he's waiting. Sometimes what he's saying here is God Almighty is waiting. But you know why he's waiting, Brother Don? He's waiting to see what you'll do. He's waiting to see who our confidence is in. Amen. Now, men, I know how we are. We're like, Lord, I got this. You know, it's never too difficult for me. Lord, I got this. You kind of watch over, make sure I do it right. Amen. But he said, need to do, praise God. God said, you know, if you'll let me, I'll help you. I'll take charge. I'll take control of the situations in your life. And we say, but he said, I'm just going to wait here. I want to see what you'll do. Praise God. What I'm going to do is say, Lord Jesus, every day, I need you to help me, praise God. Manifest yourself to me and show me your way. Amen. My ways get me in trouble. The reason I shared with you what I shared with you in the beginning is because my ways get me in trouble. My impatience causes grief. And most of the time, it's on me. Amen? I had a box built going to the back of my truck. And it had a little slide gate. I'd shut the tailgate and drop it in from the top. And that would keep the critters in. I'd haul calves and goats in. And it wasn't real heavy. And most of the time I could load it and unload it by myself. And I told Teresa one day, I said, could you come out here and help me unload this box? It'd just be easier that way. She said, I'll be there in just a minute. She's in the middle of something. But Brother Bill, I went out there and opened that tailgate up. I took that little slide gate out and laid it up on top. That was my mistake. So that was my second mistake. I reached and got a hold of that box and slid her out on the tailgate. Amen. I eased up under it a little ways, got up in there and pulled it out a little bit further, got it balanced there on the edge, slid her out a little bit, got it where I had it balanced, and I picked it up. I said, got it. And I started to go backwards just a little bit. The next thing I know, that lid got to sliding, and it went to sliding yon way. I couldn't balance. I couldn't turn it back up. That thing slid off. When it turned, that box flipped around, and it come down, caught me right on the back of my left leg, turned it sideways, took it out of socket, and down I went. I mean, you talk about pain, something that hurt, and all of a sudden, there was a pain went through me. I don't remember, praise God, but the next thing I know, Teresa was standing there. I was looking up my coat sleeve. I was laying in a pile of cow stuff. Amen, praise God. And that box was laying there all beside me, and I knew my leg was messed up. Amen. All Teresa's fault. She had just dropped what she was doing. And come and help me when I ask her, I'd have still been good today. But because of that, because of my impatience. Amen. You say, well, see, preacher, God ought to took care of that. He did. He told me how dumb I was. Amen. He said, dummy, if you'd waited just a minute, your wife could have helped you. If you'd waited just a minute, I'd give you enough sense to realize that that slide was on top, praise God, and you'd have got that off her, you'd have been okay. Amen. If we ain't careful what we do, just a little simple thing. Malachi said in the open, sometimes the little simple things we take for granted. We got to stop and wait upon the Lord, praise God, to see what He's going to do. Well, He's awaiting to see what we're going to do. So we can see what He's going to do. Amen. A lot of times, praise God, you know why God has us wait? Sometimes God don't answer right now. Let me tell you why. Because He's got something better planned for you. Amen. Sometimes whenever God waits, when He don't just answer our prayers right away, it's because He has something better planned for you, not today, but tomorrow. Amen. I know you're like me. We're impatient people. We say, Lord, I need you to do this right now. Amen. We say, Lord, I need patience and I need them right now. Amen. But Lord, don't teach me patience. Do not ever ask God to teach you patience. That's a hard lesson. Amen. But praise God, if we'll just be patient, patiently wait upon the Lord knows what we need, praise God. He's looking to see what we're going to do and see whether we're going to trust Him or not. And when we trust Him, put our faith in Him, praise God, He will provide. And usually it's something better than what we expect. Have you ever noticed God's plan is always bigger for us than what we plan for ourselves. That's why I tell Malachi and Allie, these youngins, praise God, graduating from school, praise God, set you a plan, praise God, but don't set your plan in stone, praise God, because God may have a bigger plan for you. Amen. Amen. He may have a bigger plan. His plan may be far superior to yours. I know when I started my life, Brother Bill, I wanted to be an auto mechanic. I wanted to have my own shop one day and work on cars. Went to AB Tech and took 2 years of auto mechanics. Got down to the last quarter and they called us all in. We start in the last quarter, last semester. And they said, we got the good news and bad news. He said, the good news is you're about to finish up your 2-year curriculum. About to finish it up. He said, the bad news is next year they're going to go to electronic ignition and electronic fuel injection. He said, you're going to have to learn all that over. Amen. I'm like, my goodness, Lord. I've done been in school for 12 years plus 2 years. Amen. Been 13 years, 14, 15 years, but they kicked me out of kindergarten. Lord, I know you had a plan when you kicked me out of kindergarten. I'd have patience to finish this stuff. Well, praise God. Lord, I need some help now. But you know what? His plan wasn't my plan. My plan wasn't His plan. He put me on a different plan. Praise God. He put me into maintenance, equipment maintenance, where I could go to work and do the things I need to do, where I could have what I need to have, so one day I could be Pastor Stony Fort Baptist Church. Praise God. And for His glory. Amen. I don't know how that other would ever panned out. But praise God, I'll tell you what, I don't know about you. You may not be enjoying this, but I'm having me a time. Amen. I'm enjoying the ride. I'm enjoying where God's put me here. You say, who did it? God did it. His plan, my plan wasn't His plan, but His plan was better than mine. Amen. Far superior. Amen. And He said, we just got to wait on Him because He has the perfect plan. He has something better. Amen. He brought us through places, brought us through times. He give us things on time, things I never expected, things I didn't even know to ask for. But God Almighty just put things right in place. Imagine that God knew exactly what me and Miss Teresa would need in our lifetime. And He played it out, He put it out there, praise God, so that we would have our needs met by Holy God. It ain't me. It's God Almighty that done what He's done for me. He's give us, praise God, times when we were wondering what we was going to do, how this thing was going to work out. God done laid it on our heart. We didn't have any clue how He's going to make that thing come to pass. But praise God, God already had a plan. David said, Lord, just help me, praise God. Make haste. He said, right now, praise God, I need You to help me. But Lord, while You're helping me, I'm just going to wait on You. He said, I'm going to trust You, Lord. Look what He says in verse 4. He said, let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee. And let such as love Thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Amen. Glory to God. He said, while we're waiting for You to make haste and come quickly, praise God, we're just going to magnify Your name. You know what David was saying? Same thing he'd say to me and you tonight, praise God. He said, the Lord saying, you know what, David? I got this. Amen. Just sit back and relax. Don't worry about it. Praise God, I got this. Amen. See, God Almighty had already took the kingship away from Saul, already anointed David as the king. Amen. And Saul was still, but you know what? David said, you know what? My enemies are all around me, praise God, everywhere I look. But he said, Lord, I need You to make haste. I need You to come help me. But God says, David, say, praise God, we've got this. Amen. I tell you, the devil's a raging today. All around us, he's everywhere. But praise God, if we'll just wait upon the Lord, praise God, because He knows exactly what we need, and He's there to help us. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 40, in verse 31, the Bible said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Do you ever feel weak and beggarly? Amen. You never feel like you just don't have the strength or the power within yourself? Amen. Oh, me. These days, praise God, I just feel like I don't have the means to carry on. But God Almighty, He said, but they. That's me and you, praise God. We're the they. Those that love the Lord and looking for His appearing, coming to get us, Brother Larry. He said, but they, but me and you. But He said, but praise God, but Larry Brown that waits upon the Lord shall renew his strength. Praise God, when you feel weak, when you feel like you don't have no strength, when you feel like you don't have no power, praise God. He said, just trust in the Lord. Just keep a looking up, expecting, praise God, and that strength will come. He said, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. Praise God, when the buzzards is a-sailing low, praise the Lord. Amen. When it's a-looking bad for the home team, I tell you what, it amazes me what people's doing anymore. We was on the crew, and there was a lady had a big old eagle across her back. Amen. My goodness, why in the world would anybody want to look something, put something on their body? I told him, I said, can you imagine what that'll look like when she gets old and wrinkled up? It'll look just like an old buzzard. Amen. Why would somebody want to do that? When we can just wait upon the Lord, praise God, trust in God. We don't have to mark up our bodies, don't have to defile ourselves, praise God. We can just keep ourselves pure and holy for the glory of God. We don't have to have no symbol upon us to show us, praise God, that we stand for something. All we need to do, praise God, is stand with truth. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, mount up with wings as eagles. Praise God, when you get to where you don't feel like you can walk anymore, when you feel like you're down to a crawl, praise God, He said, you'll lift you up and you can soar, praise God. I'm glad there's been times in my life when I was way down, praise God, and I thought I was down as far as I could go. Next thing I know, praise God, God just scooped me up in those great big loving arms. He pulled me up unto Himself. I praise God, and we took a flight together, glory to God, into the portals of glory, into the realms of grace. I praise God, He took me up there and deposited love and mercy down in my soul. And praise God, I come out of there soaring like I never soared before. Amen. Just a little while before that, and I'll be honest, just a little while before, I was wondering, where's my God now? Amen. Where is He? Praise God, but He showed up. Amen. He showed up, praise God, and He'll continue to show up. He said, they shall run and not be weary. Amen. He said, do you ever get tired? You ever feel like just giving up, giving in? And praise God, He said, yeah, praise God, we just wait upon the Lord. We just trust the Lord. We just stay with God. He said, we can keep running. He said, when you run with God, you run well. Amen. He said, you've got that team behind you, praise God, it'll back you. It's kind of like those race car teams, praise God. The one that's got the best backing, praise God, is the one that usually win the most races. Amen. Because you got the best mean, praise God. What we've got an almighty God that's there for us, praise God. We've got the best team that's ever been assembled, ever been put together. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It said, we're running well, praise God. You shall run, said, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, praise God. He said they'll never get to a place that they'll want to quit. Amen. Praise God. There's no, I've never found a place that I want to quit. I've never found a place where I'm ready to give up, praise God, because there's a God. There's a God just a little ways ahead of me, and He's beckoning me to come on. He's beckoning us to come on. He said, just come on, little children, just a little farther. And praise God, if we can get up every day, like David said, Lord, make haste. Oh, God. He said, Lord, help me and make it quick. Amen. Lord, I need Your help, and I need it right now. Lord, if You'll just help me, if You'll come to me, if You'll give me that help I need. Amen. But sometimes He delays. We don't understand why. But I want to say His delays are not defeats. Amen. His delays are not defeats. They may be, they're not just delayed, but they're also not defeats, because the Lord is there to help us. His hope is there for us. In the 31st Psalm, the Bible says this. In verse 1, it says, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me and deliver me speedily. There he goes again. Amen. He said, Lord, I need Your help, and I need it quick. He said, be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. He said, pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Verse 5, he says, into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. He said, glory be to God. He said, there's a God that I've trusted in. That's going to deliver me, praise God. He's going to deliver me speedily because he's already inclined to me. He's already heard my prayer. You believe God still hears and answers prayer? Praise God. I know he does tonight. It said he's there to deliver me. He said, for his name's sake, praise God. I said, he'd bring me out. Said he'd lead me and he'd guide me. He'd pull me out of the net. Praise God that they had laid for me. He said, therefore, he said, into thine hand, he said, I've committed my spirit. Amen. And thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. But then he goes over in verse 15 in the Psalmist David, he says this. He said, my times are in thine hand. Amen. In other words, what he's saying, he said, my destiny. What are you trusting your destiny to tonight? Amen. If we trust it to ourselves, we trust it to the world or the things that we have here, amen, it'll be for naught. He said, but if we put our destiny in the hands of God, our times, our life, our very living, praise God, in the hand of God Almighty, he said, deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Amen. David says, praise the Lord. He said, I put my destiny in your hands, God. Amen. You know what happens when we put our destiny in God's hands? God takes our destiny unto Himself. Praise God. Where could it be? Where could your destiny be any safer tonight than in the hands of an Almighty God? Because Jesus Himself said, you know what? He said, when you become a child of God, He said, you put yourself in the hand of God. He said, the Holy Spirit covers you, the blood covers you, the Holy Spirit comes along and it whispers into your heart. It gives you that little breeze, praise God, to encourage your heart along the way, praise God. He said, there's no place better that you could be than in the hands of an Almighty God. Amen. So David, the psalmist, he says, listen, said, Lord, help me. Make haste, O God. Help me, Lord. And make it quick. But he said, Lord, I'm just going to wait on you. Right here in the safety of your hands. Amen. You know what he was saying? He said, Lord, I'm just going to put my faith and trust in you. Realize and praise God because you love me and my best interest is literally, he said, I'm putting in your hands. He said, Brother Donnie, I'm putting my destiny for life, for living, for my future. He said, Lord, I'm putting my destiny in your hands. And I want you to deliver me. He said, my hope is in the hands of God, an Almighty God. Amen. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? He says, he kind of turns it around. And he said, I'm going to put it in there in a hurry. He said, I'm not going to procrastinate. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow, the next day, or next week, or next year. He said, I'm going to put my destiny in the hands of an Almighty God. And he said, I'm going to just do it today. Praise God while I can. Amen. He said, ever fiber essence in my body, he said, my spirit, the inner part of me, praise God, I'm just going to put all my trust in the hands of an Almighty God. Know what we need to do tonight, youngins? Amen. We say, Lord, help me and make it quick. But while I'm waiting on you, Lord, I'm just going to put myself in your almighty hands. I'm going to trust you tonight to do for me what I can't do for myself. While my enemies are raging, while this world is out of control, while it's running outside the banks, he says, praise God, I'm just going to put myself in the hands of God. And my destiny, I'm going to put in the hands of God, and I'm just going to go with God. And wherever God takes me, that's where I'll end up. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I know where he's going to take me. I've got that blessed hope, Brother Larry. We have the blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen, that one day we're going to be at blessed hope of glory is being with Him over in heaven one day in a little while. David said, we're just going to put ourselves in the hands of God until He delivers us safe on yonder shore. One of these days, He's just going to scoop us up out of here, carry us over across chilly Jordan, praise God, and deposit us on the other side. And praise God, what a time we'll have then. Amen, glory to God. We might as well just start shouting and praising God for it now. What we're going to have one day in a little while because it's coming. It's just a few days away. Life is short. It's fleeting. It's like a vapor and it's gone. But praise God, I'm glad that we have a blessed hope right now in Christ Jesus, Lord. They said, hurry, Lord. But Lord, while you're coming, he said, I know you're not going to tarry. He said, I'm putting myself in the hands of an Almighty God while I'm waiting on the Lord. What about you tonight? Whose hands are you in?